Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Heck Lederman joins us now. Block Club Chicago. Waymo. Boy, people are reacting to this story. Hitting Chicago's roads, you lead with Mac in your story, but the self-driving cars are going to have workers behind the wheel for now. Get us started on this conversation. How has this progressed to this point already with Waymo?
Well, first of all, John, thanks for having me. I love that last guy you had on. I wonder how he feels about potentially getting into a driverless car. So maybe he'll call back and he'll answer that for you. But yeah, where does this start? This is kind of the playbook for Waymo when they're ever trying to roll out in a new city. So these things are already pretty well established in major cities in California and Texas and now Florida. So if you've been to Austin, if you've been to San Francisco, if you've been to Phoenix and you're driving down the road, I think they're kind of pretty hard to miss at this point. But they require legal changes in the state law. So the state law in Illinois and a bunch of other places has been written over 100 years ago, John. So obviously no one anticipated this technology. I don't think either me or you did. So they need the law to be rewritten to allow for driverless autonomous vehicles. So that's the debate currently going on in Springfield now, back in session. And it seems like a way that they go about this is that they bring the cars to these cities they want to roll them out in, and they use human drivers to start mapping and collecting data for all these sensors on these cars that are kind of impossible to miss. It's the signature look of these things. So it's almost like the company is kind of suggesting, like, hey, we're inevitable, and you know, it's only a matter of time before you legalize us. Let's make it happen.
So as of what they're doing right now has required no legal change or any licenses. They've just brought the cars here to map, but there's been no actual changes or things that either allow or disallow them for right now.
Yeah, not yet. I asked the mayor's office about how they felt about these cars in the streets of Chicago today. They're in the South Loop over the Wrigleyville, anywhere east of the I-90, so maybe some of your listeners will call in having spotted one and tell you what they think. But yeah, no changes thus far. The mayor's office said that driving a car is not illegal. So since these cars are being driven like regular vehicles on the road, it sounds pretty self-explanatory. But that's the point. They're allowed to do this without any change to law yet.
But they wouldn't do it unless they thought there might be some progress. So I don't know. Do we know of any conversations happening directly between the company and state lawmakers, or are we not privy to any of that?
Well, the conversations are happening. Waymo has hired lobbyists in Springfield and also here in Chicago. They started hiring employees here as well. And there's a slew of bills that have already been introduced all at once at the start of the legislation session over there in Springfield, John. And the one that Waymo appears to be backing is by Representative Cam Buckner, former mayoral candidate, represents parts of Chicago. He's suggesting a 3-year pilot program in counties of over 1 million people, so obviously that would include Cook, where they could put a limited number of these Waymo's autonomous cars on the roads and, you know, test them for bugs and issues and the blind spots. And then after those 3 years, the state will have the ability to fully legalize them everywhere. But there's also a counterproposal going on. This counterproposal is supported by labor unions, people who are concerned about these driverless cars taking away jobs, as well as an advocacy group of motorcyclists who are concerned that these vehicles present safety hazards to other people on the road. And they would like, they also agree, you know, that the kind of the rollout of these cars are inevitable, but they're requesting a state-run review committee in case these vehicles malfunction or, you know, behave poorly on the road, requiring certain permits and the ability to revoke those permits if incidents happen, and also a very large public disclosure of these vehicles' data shared with the government about their road behavior that other states haven't really required of them so far.
Yeah. So the proposals could be more restrictive, perhaps, than Texas and California, and then it has to be ironed out whether it's worth their investment and time to do that. They're not perfect, as we know, but neither are, you know, human-driven cars, Mac. And I think this is like the big struggle that people have is like when a robot makes a mistake, and if it kills someone or kills an animal or doesn't do something properly, boy, we are quick to say, well, then we can't allow these things. But I feel like that ignores the fact that there's drunk drivers, there's bad drivers, there's people that make mistakes because we're human. And that's an interesting debate that I'm sure will play out now in Springfield and Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, thousands of car crashes in the city of Chicago alone every single year. Waymo says, per their own data, they didn't show me the data, but that their vehicles are 10 times safer from major car accidents. And a quick funny story here, but a friend was telling me that they were in a Waymo in Austin, Texas, and they were in a car with a bunch of different guys, and it crossed left against a major U.S. highway, and everyone in the car was, quote-unquote, freaking out, but it performed the turn just fine with no issues. So I think a lot of this is psychological. I don't know, you know, if I would be comfortable getting one just yet, and I think a lot of people probably feel that way, but that's the argument being made by the company, is that tech error is much smaller than human error, and I think that's a debate we're having pretty existentially across a lot of different industries right now, right?
It seems like since Waymo's here, we have moving in Springfield. To me, Mac, this seems like a foregone conclusion. Like, this is just going to happen. The momentum has started, and the city has kind of positioned itself with the delivery robots and other things to try and be a tech hub and to try and welcome new tech into the city. Is that the vibe you're getting too?
Well, I mean, this company just received $16 billion, I believe, in new investment to expand rapidly. So they very much have the power of the purse here. They have a lot of authority to, you know, work with lawmakers and push across bills. And they're already here testing them out there today. And all these proposals out in Springfield, none of them specifically asked for a ban on these vehicles. I think the conversation is more about what type of restrictions and requirements will be on them. So I think however you cut it, we're going to have autonomous cars in Chicago at some point.
Yeah, and that'll lead to conversations among city officials and state officials. I mean, we can't change anything. The speed limit, you know, we had that debate we hashed out, Mac. I mean, there's been how to redesign Lakeshore Drive. I mean, we have these large debates that seem to stymie so many things in the city, yet you turn one way, and maybe it's because it's a city versus state thing, and something like even like the delivery robots kind of comes out of nowhere. Same with the Waymo thing, which, you know, hasn't happened yet. I don't know where exactly I'm going with this, Mac, but it just seems like some things are so entrenched and tough to change, yet these companies, sometimes these big tech companies, are able to get things done a lot quicker than just the average bills we see going through city council and through Springfield. That's a John Hansen aside. You don't have to weigh in if you don't want to, Mac.
No way, and I'm with you there. I mean, a lot of these issues, we'd love to smooth out the S-curve on Lakeshore Drive and beautify Millennium Park, right? But a lot of these issues, they don't have a billion-dollar industry, a speculative industry, a tech giant industry backing behind it. And I think in a lot of situations in politics, you see that money talks, right?
Yep, well said. Mac, great coverage as always. You do great work. We appreciate you hopping on with us here today.
All right, thanks for having me, John.
That's Mac Lederman of Block Club Chicago, where you can read his article.